This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The second hour, this is Michael Jay in guest hosting today on the Power Hour with our guest, Dr. Stephen Pidgeon. Stephen, the thing that makes a real difference as a believer is, as you were saying before, hearing the voice of God. And when God actually talks to us, because the just will live by faith, we're not talking about him doing things for us that don't require faith. We're talking about an intimacy with God that, like any relationship, it has to be developed. Listening to the Word of God, I listen to the Bible, and I personally like the King James Version, but I listen to the Bible online, and I'm encouraged because the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God to impart faith to me. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So the issue is, if we're praying, if we're asking God for His will in our life, for His will in America, for His will in our families, for His will in our finances, if we're asking God to lead us in the paths of righteousness, my experience is He never says no. Sometimes He says wait. Sometimes He says trust me. But He never says no. When we're praying for God's will, and that is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, this is what God inspires us to ask for, and this is what He does. Stephen?
Well, as you know, Michael, my favorite scriptures are the Et Sefer, which is, of course, the scriptures that I'm partly responsible for publishing. And in the Et Sefer, we set forth the sacred names in their historical context. And, of course, the sacred names set forth by the Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, we set forth consistent with the pronunciation given by Josephus, who said that at the time of the destruction of the Second Temple, the Levite priest had an ephod that set forth the Tetragrammaton, which was pronounced with four vowels. E-A-U-A, E-A-U-A, E-A-U-A. And in a similar way, the Messiah, who was named after Joshua, the son of Nun, whose name in Hebrew is Yahusha, Yahusha. We have taken these names and set them forth in the Sefer. And in addition, although I have great respect for the KJV scriptures and the 1560 Geneva, at least in the authorized version that came out in 1611 in the KJV case, yeah. 1560 in the Geneva, both of those texts did include the Apocrypha, and they used the name for the Mashiach as Iesus, consistent with the Greek text, which also referred to him as Iesus. But Iesus in the Septuagint was an interpretation for him who we would call Joshua, whose name in Hebrew was Yahusha. And so we use these names continually throughout the text of the Sefer. We include the Apocrypha, and of course, four additional books, the book of Hanok or Enoch, Yovelim or Jubilees, Jasher or Yashar, and of course, Second Baruch. Otherwise, the additional scriptures that are found in the Sefer are found in the 1611 KJV AV and the 1560 Geneva. This 1560 Geneva, which heralded the Pope as the Antichrist in its footnotes,
yes,
was the work of John Calvin, and was the Protestant Bible that came to the United States with the Puritans. And
this is an amazing miracle, actually, that it came out of the Reformation and changed the world. Go on, brother.
Yes, and it was a world-changing event that had to do with the publishing of Scripture that was outside the reach of the sect of the serpent, which, of course, is the church predicated on a man who calls himself in the place of the Son of God on earth.
Right, the victim of Christ, or the vicarious Christ. You're right. The temple of Lucifer, I call it. Go on.
And the synagogue of Satan. And so when you see that this synagogue of Satan had controlled the scriptures and was able to control the dialogue concerning scriptures, that yoke was broken with the publishing of the 1560 Geneva. And with that publishing came the Protestant work ethic and the rise of the United States.
It was a death sentence under Rome to have a scripture, a set of scriptures that did not come out of Rome.
Yes, they told the world that their scriptures were originally written in Latin.
Yeah.
That was, and of course, the people who began to publish in English, you know, William Tyndale, he was burned at the stake for publishing in English. Jan Hus, who was also burned at the stake in Prague. There were 30,000 Huguenots who were the followers of John Calvin in France who were all put to death. And so the people who would try to give a scripture in the English language were all persecuted to death and burned. And so when you see this, you see that there was the control of the sect of the serpent. But with the unleashing of the true word, and, you know, even the 1560 Geneva and the 1611 KJV have their inaccuracies. For instance, they use the ineffable name doctrine, which says that we cannot say the Tetragrammaton. Instead, we replace it with the word Lord. But in John chapter 17, when the Messiah is praying, in his prayer, he speaks to the Father and says, I have declared your name unto them and will declare it. And so this power in the true name of Yahuwah, I am he who breathes life, and in the shortened name Yah, which means I am, and in the Son's name Yahusha, I am he who saves, we see the whole story of creation, and we see the power of the Father and his graciousness, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. And he is the one who is, who created, who breathes life, and who saves the life that has been created. And so this is why, one of the reasons why we prefer the Et Sefer as our go-to scripture.
Well, I'm grateful that the Lord uses the King James Version also. A joke I've spoken often is that if the King James Version was good enough for Paul, it was good enough for me. But the issue is, for me, God used the King James Version to bring me to himself, and growing in grace and growing into a greater understanding of books that are now being revealed, like the Sefer and like the Book of Enoch, the books of Enoch, these have been also life-changing experiences for me because God continues to instruct us. I'm very concerned about these new versions that have come out, been published by publishers that are actually owned by the Catholic Church, because they've been leaving words out of the scripture. They've been diluting the word of God. They're performing an act of blasphemy, actually, by omitting certain things and maybe putting other things in there. But I don't go to them. And the New International Version, I think, is blasphemous. Also, the New King James has got many, many inaccuracies and errors in it. But essentially, I want to keep focused on what it means for people to actually, you know, start embracing the Lord as the one who teaches, the one who instructs the Lord, the one who carries us in his arms, the one who can lead America to repentance. Our own personal experience and the grace of God in our lives is something that can be duplicated. But, you know, the Lord has spent decades in our life bringing us into this greater intimacy with him. And yet our hearts are crying out for a nation that's been deceived and essentially has been sold a doctrine that allows us to think that these country clubs that you described before are really an expression of the glory of God and the call to repentance for a whole culture, a whole generation. Essentially, I don't see them reaching out to anybody except like-minded people who want to be at ease in Zion.
Yeah, well, you know, again, you know, and I'm not one who wants to spend a lot of time condemning the pastors, because the pastors do what their congregations demand that they do. And the congregations,
what's wrong with that?
You know, I've visited churches where people have sat in the pews for 30 years and they can't find the epistle of 1 John. They believe it's the first chapter of the Gospel of John. No one has read their scriptures. You know, one guy came out and said, it's amazing that 85% of the people in America would claim allegiance and revelation in their life by the Bible, and they've never read the book.
Right.
And so you have some very interesting situations where you have people who have an ethical code, and now, of course, the ethics and the morality of this nation is being dictated by applications on cell phones and the invasion of AI. And this AI in this country is about to turn the people in this nation into, you know, blobs of useless eating flesh with no capability of thinking, acting, or doing.
How is that coming about, Stephen? How is that coming about? I mean, what I see is you're expressing that we're being taught a very subtle subconscious passivity by this kind of a neuro-linguistic programming and things like that that actually teach passivity and teach a politically correct acceptance and also teach a certain level of victimhood so that we don't see that we have choices anymore. Is that what you're expressing here?
Well, look, you have, you know, the average smartphone and some of the devices that are now emerging that will emerge under 5G are going to have the capability to hear every word that's spoken around you, including your language, will be able to understand your voice from other voices. You now have conversational tools through some of these AI devices that are really quite up to speed. And by 2020, these devices are going to be fluent in 165 languages and can speak them immediately. And you will be, your devices, rather than being this handheld bulky cell phone that we're holding right now, may end up being a pair of glasses or who knows what it may be, but you're going to be talking about biometrics that are going to be immediately self-feeding. So if somebody walks up to you and says, what's 2 + 2, you're going to have a vision of the answer in front of your eye before your mind can think about it that the AI has given you. Your AI
wow.
is going to be able to determine what food you need to buy. We'll order it for you and have it delivered.
Very surreal.
We'll adjust the temperature
Very
of your
surreal,
house.
Stephen. We'll be right back. This is Michael Jay, and it's time for another break. We'll be right back.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too.
These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k.
You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests. You've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Michael J. with Scott, excuse me, with Dr. Stephen Pidgeon. This is the Power Hour. And I was talking to you just for a few moments, actually while my phone was muted. Please forgive me. We're talking about repentance, and we're talking about the spiritual condition of a nation, of a generation that's actually defined by normalizing fornication, homosexuality, child pedophilia, groups like the Child Protective Services stealing children from their parents, people that are promoting no-fault divorce, people that are actually promoting a nation without God, a nation that removed as a political choice the commandments of God. And we're looking at what it means to be in a nation that's essentially experiencing being in a sinkhole. We're watching everything around us go down, and we're dropping down. It's actually kind of a horrific thing to consider what other nations are thinking of a cult of power that's got more people in prison than the Soviets did in their Gulag archipelago. We have more aircraft carriers than any other nation. Our military budget is orders of magnitude greater than most military budgets in the world. We've got technologies with the military-industrial complex that are now actually using laser weapons to practice on Americans, melting them in their cars and in their homes here in Santa Rosa, California, because they want to build smart cities up there. And the prostitutes, the people that were public servants, county supervisors, refusing to allow people to build their homes again on their own property because it was a plan. We're dealing with sociopaths like Jerry Brown, who was a good friend of fellow Jesuit-trained Jim Jones, who is a CIA asset who gave us Jonestown. We're dealing with insanity in America. And I want to say that personal inspiration, personal desire before the living God, as the Word of God makes clear, He works in His children to will and to do of His good pleasure. When I was drafted, 2 years after I became a Christian, I was number 16 in the draft. I was going, okay? And I said to the Lord, Father, I don't want to kill anybody. I fear God. I didn't understand what Vietnam was about. I had been running away from it for like 4 years, but they got me out here. And so the Father spoke to me by the Spirit, and He said, pray for your enemies. So I began to pray for my enemies. I said, Lord, don't let me shoot them. Don't let us shoot them, because I was in 4 combat units there. And don't let them shoot us. Now, essentially, my prayer affected not only me, but the people around me. And we did not shoot anybody, like I'm saying, in 4 combat units. I was in the jungle. God allowed me to see His power because people around me were blowing up. I was praying, but in a number of areas, God was allowing other people in my unit to be blown up. And it was a horrific experience, but the reason I'm sharing my personal testimony with you is that we can pray not only for ourselves, for our family, but for our communities. We can confess what we see is going on. And it's important, if you go to the book of Daniel, to see how he prayed, where he said, both we and our fathers have sinned. We've done evil in your sight. And unto us belongs shame of face, but unto you belong mercies and forgiveness. So God was willing to forgive people and restore those people that had a heart for him, those people he was working in. And if you desire, like the Word of God says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. If you desire to see God turn you and your family and your community around, you could go to the Father and say, Father, have mercy on us. Let the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, cleanse us from sin and turn us back because we're destroying ourselves. Now, Stephen, I know you have an amazing testimony also because the living God got a hold of you. The living God has transformed your life. And the issue is, like we said, this is not religion. This is the living God having His will done in our life. Go on, brother.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, this living presence that is
among us. Did we just come to the break again? I'm sorry, brother. Is that music I hear? I'm sorry.
That is music, Michael. We'll have to come back after
another break. That's right. Thank you.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Well, this is Michael Jay again, and I'm trying to talk over the music because I took my phone off mute, praise God. Brother, in the book of Revelation, it said about God's people, they defeated Satan, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. We know that this is true. Please give us a sense of what God has done by your testimony.
Well, I can tell you that for me, Michael, my life has been completely changed. I mean, everything has changed in my life, everything. And most importantly, I suppose my value system is what has changed the most. Because, you know, I used to be I was a believer in the American dream, whatever the American dream was. And I think the American dream that emerged after World War II was different than the American dream Before that, again, which was marked by the Protestant work ethic, those who do not work shall not eat. And you see that, you know, most Americans were on farms or small farms at the turn of the century into the 20th century. And the American dream was handed to us, which was, you know, essentially a product of the 1954 tax code based upon its mortgage interest deduction. And so Americans are convinced that the American dream is, gee, you need to get a house that's got the mortgage interest deduction so that you can be happy. And so as a consequence, we had this building industry that was designed to be, you know, forever falling down. You know, you go to Europe, you have buildings that have been there for 1,000 years.
Right.
Here, if a building sees 50 years, it needs to be torn down, even if it's still standing in a perfect condition. And so, and housing in particular is built very, very, very temporary construction. You know, these little tiny 2x4s that are destined to rot or mold and so forth. And yet we're told that these are worth, you know, $500,000 or $1 million, that we should dedicate our lives at an exorbitant interest rate to make sure that a bank continues to function. And this is what we call the American dream: bank profits and tax deduction for the American who believes he finds happiness in 2.5 children, 2.5 cars, 2.5 TVs, et cetera, and a 401k. But what is true happiness? What is it that you will take into the next world at the end of your life? And what is it you will leave behind? You know, when you go to a graveyard, I don't recall seeing anything on anybody's headstone. I don't think I've ever seen this on anybody's headstone. You know, had $278,000 in his bank account at the time of death, right? Have you ever seen that on anybody's headstone?
No.
Have you ever seen anybody's net worth ever put on any headstone?
I've never
well,
seen
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that the next world it's not, you know, made of flesh or what we're having here. This is all temporary. So go on, brother.
Yeah, and so, you know, what happened to me, of course, was that looking at the secular world, and you know, and I still wrestle with this to some degree because, you know, I have many, many friends in my profession who have, you know, amassed large fortunes, you know, and who have, you know, acquired things that they believe renders them at some level of efficacy in this life. But I don't see life that way. I see life as being honoring the Father and the Creator. And I think that's such an important aspect of what we do. And I think it's so important what we do as people. And, you know, and so when it comes to us in this nation, those of us who have said, oh, my values are all predicated upon how big my house is, how new my car is, how expensive it is, and how big my retirement account is, while you waste away your whole life preparing for a retirement that you may or may not ever be able to enjoy. And what about the life?
Yeah.
What about tomorrow? What about today?
Yeah, people forget what the word mortgage stems from, brother.
And what is that?
You know, the word mortgage, the M-O-R-T, it's about until you die.
Mortgage.
Yeah, yeah. So the reality, though, is that if people are focusing on the things of this world and not on the things that are above, and if they're focusing on having their treasure in this life, the Lord himself said, woe to you who are full now, because you will be empty. And he wasn't talking about in this life. They could die with that many thousands of dollars in their bank account, but the Word of God says, in the next life, you will be empty. I don't think people understand the concept of being eternally empty. Like, I don't believe people understand the concept of a darkness that was so dark, it was painful. This was one of the judgments in Egypt, where people were experiencing pain because of the kind of darkness. There was absolutely no light. And there is no light in Sheol. There is no light in hell. And where many people will go because they have not received the good news of eternal life through Christ the Lord, who was the resurrection and the life, and believing in him allows us to believe that he will give us an eternal life in righteousness, in light, in forgiveness, in grace, in community, because in the next life, If people are empty, they're empty of everything. With respect to, if they haven't sown, like the Word of God says, love your neighbor as yourself, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. If we're not investing in others, if we're not seeking to bless others, if we're not giving, we can't receive. If we're not sowing in goodness and in love, what will we receive in eternity? The reality is people that live a self-centered, idolatrous life, because idolatry can be you're serving yourself, that your own self-life is your God. That's what you live for. So a person that's been regenerate understands that God gives us the grace to actually love our neighbor as ourselves, to actually give so that we can receive, to sow in faith and in mercies and in kindness. And this isn't something that religion can teach us, by the way. It's something where God renews our minds, and we can actually experience God pouring his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, making our faith work so we can actually seek his blessing in other people's lives. So the amazing grace that we're talking about is that the Lord himself gave his life. He sowed. He said, except the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. That is, the seed goes into the ground, the outer husk is broken open, and the life comes out. And that life, which was Christ being sown 3 days in the grave, and then he was raised from the dead so that those that believe in him could live forever and have eternal life, that wonderful seed, which was the Word of God, the incarnated Word of God, gives people the grace and the faith in believing, because he wants us to believe on the Lord Jesus and you shall be saved. So believing that, we receive eternal life. We can be, as I'm looking forward to being with you, Stephen, in this wonderful grace of mercies and righteousness, I'm looking forward to having your friendship grow for the next billion, billion, trillion years, and that's just the beginning. Amen?
Yes, and don't leave the music out of that equation, Michael.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, when we talk about
praise,
this, so
filled with glory, the Lord himself is going to, you know, it says we're going to be changed because we'll see him as he is, because he's our life. I mean, eye has not seen, your ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. Praise God.
Well, yeah, but you know, the thing is, Michael, when we talk about these things, I want to come back to this because you raised an issue earlier in this show concerning the 7 million people we have in prison. And, you know, it's not just the 7 million people we have in prison, but the trafficking of children that's going on in this country and being
right.
done under state auspices and the kind of leadership that we have in this country that like to attend Luciferian ceremonies and sacrifice children and drink blood. These things are now in front of the American people. But do you see the American people rising up and saying, we're going to shrug this off, we're going to get rid of these people, we're going to push, we're going to demand justice, we're going to demand that our children become safe?
This must happen.
There is no one doing it.
Even.
But there is no one doing it, Michael.
Small beginnings. There's a few of us, amen? I mean, a little less than the whole lump. We're standing up in Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, because he is Lord, and he's letting us confess the sins of this nation and ask for God's curse on the works of Satan, which are ordained to be destroyed. Amen. By Jesus Christ.
Amen. And if all of the works of Satan are to be destroyed, and all of our works in this nation are of Satan, how much of the nation will be destroyed?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's the question, isn't it? If all of our governments are secular and being led by Satanists, and all of the bureaucracies they have created are satanic in nature and not worshipful and not sacred, but profane and vulgar, how many of those are going to be destroyed? And where is that which is clean? Where is that which is righteous? Where is it in this country? Point it out to me, Michael.
I know. The issue is we have the examples of Sodom and Gomorrah. We're going to see God's judgment in this nation. Here's the music. We'll be right back for the final segment on the Power Hour with Dr. Stephen Vincent and Michael J.
I tried other brands. plans, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Well, this is Michael J. on the Power Hour. This, these 2 hours have passed pretty quickly, and we've got Stephen Pidgeon with us. Stephen, the issue of America turning back to God is a personal issue. Yes, sometimes the whole community can be moved, but there will have to be someone who God will raise up to stand up and say, we need to turn back. What we're looking at, though, is normalizing evil so that it's now normal to encourage little boys to think that they could become a girl, or encourage little girls to consider lesbianism, and normalizing fornication and forcing children to have
vaccinations that will prevent them from having sexual diseases when they're even little children or just preteens. This is part of the legalized insanity, the legalized immorality and vicious corruption of people that are the enemies of God because they're estranged from God. They've been deceived by their own sins. Now, what needs to happen? What will God's people need to do? I'm not talking about those who say the name of Christ, but have not turned away from their own sin and unbelief. What do God's people need to do to be a part of God's answer, God's standard? Stephen?
Well, I'm going to say it simply, Michael. You know, the Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And many Christian churches in this country have taught the life for the last 50 years without teaching the way and without teaching the truth. And for the believer, I think that for those who say, you know, I really have a belief, but I'm sitting here wondering what to do. I've been in church for a long time and I don't know what to do. I go to church, I hear the sermon, and then I go home and maybe I join a Bible study group and we study what the pastor said over that last Sunday. But I'm not seeing a change in our church. I'm not seeing a change in me. I don't feel called out. I don't feel set apart. And, you know, those words are in the English are translated as holy, holy. I don't feel set apart. I don't feel called out. Well, you know, to become called out and to become the set apart, first of all, you have to love the truth. You have to, in your heart, say, I want to know the truth. I want to know of the truth. I want the truth to be part of me. And I want to have the courage in my own heart to, when I find the truth, even though it may be upsetting my family traditions, may be upsetting the things that I've done for years, it may be upsetting the expectation of my friends when I change, but I need to know the truth because I want to love the truth and to hear the truth. And to those people, the truth will be given. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, ask and you shall receive. However,
so it is about intimacy as an individual before God. We don't have to be like somebody else. We have to be the person God calls us to be. And essentially, it's about, Lord, draw me closer to you so I can experience you drawing closer to me. Isn't that what's going on here? People need to actually know God.
Well, you know, again, you're called to the renewing of your mind. But how do you renew your mind if you do not love the truth? And in these last days, Michael, this is what becomes so important, because in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it spells out very clearly, those who do not love the truth will be given over to a great deception. And in Romans 1, it talks about this great deception and how you will be given over to it. And once you're given over to it, there's no recovery from it. And on the other hand, if you are a person who says, I love the truth and I want to know the truth, and you pray that the truth be given to you, then you will find the truth. And when you find the truth, he will reveal to you what is the rhythm of life. He will reveal to you what is the natural life before heaven. He will reveal to you who you are in the heavens. And he will reveal to you what it is he has called you to do in this lifetime. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Do not expect him to ask you to go into a back room and beat yourself on the back with chains or cut your head open with a sword. That's not going to happen. Or that you have to do penance on your knees for 25 years because of the sins that you have harbored. That's not going to happen. What's going to happen is he's going to reveal your sins to you, and he is going to pour his spirit into your heart, mind, and soul, and you will see the truth of those things, and you will understand his forgiveness and his mercy, and you will be prepared to walk in this life in freedom and in joy. Because the joy of Yahweh is our strength. So be prepared for this. And those of you who are looking for this way, it's not, gee, you need to immediately sacrifice at least 10% of your income in order to find him. Did you hear me say that? No, I have never said that. You need to seek the truth, and you will find the truth when you seek the truth with all of your heart.
With all your heart. That's right. Yes. The Lord said, seek and ye shall find. If you want God's will, if you're saying, Lord, I want your will in my life, he will never say no, because the Word of God says if we pray according to God's will, we know he hears us. Everybody that has been touched by God are changed. I mean, really changed. We're actually experiencing being changed again and again, because that's what happens when the King of Glory starts impacting your life. You're not the same anymore. You become a new creation. And this is about us actually offering thanksgiving through Christ, because we realize that we can't do this to ourselves. God himself changes us. And when we see it, when we experience it, we're filled with his thanksgiving and praise. It's good to praise God, isn't it, brother?
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. And it's not only good to praise him, but it's just good to be in his company.
Yes.
It's good to be in his things. It's good to be in his way of life. You know, this long flowing wavelength that is the rhythm that calls us. You know, there are so many people, Michael, in this world who have given up eating unnatural foods. You know, they go away from GMOs, right? They go away from the pesticides. They go away from, these synthetics. And they've moved away from all these synthetic things. But what have they done for their own natural walk? You see, there is a natural walk in this life. There is a natural calendar. We know that the lives of adult women coincides with this moon cycle, right? This Chodesh.
Yes.
But there is a natural calendar that coincides with this, too, a biblical calendar. This is the rhythm of Yahweh.
We're going to have you back again, brother, the Lord willing, when we have another chance to guest host for the Power Hour. This is Michael Jay with Dr. Stephen Pidgeon, giving thanks to God and the Power Hour for letting us have this opportunity to share our hope in Christ and praying for America. God bless you, and God have mercy on this nation. Amen.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.